Joe's need to know news, some real news, some just stupid stuff I think you should probably know about. Let's talk about the death toll from Hurricane Irma. The U.S. is up to 22, at least four people that actually died in South Carolina, at least three were killed in Georgia because of all that rain and just accidents that were happening right there. Governor Rick Scott confirmed five additional deaths yesterday. That's a total of 15. So that's still a lot, but it's like it could have been so much worse.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Because remember, we were all talking like, guys, this is a five.
And then it got down and went down, 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 down.
Yeah, more and more and more and more and more. But other people, though, not so good. In the Florida Keys, homes were completely destroyed. Another 65% with major damage. That a quarter of homes are completely destroyed. That's, could you imagine, like, not even being able to come back?
No.
Like, you know, they say, like, when we do, like, those telethons and those fundraisers, you know, you're helping people out, but you never really recover from that.
It's so sad.
It's just terrible right there. The storm also left more than 6 million people still without power across five states. Did anybody watch the Apple announcement yesterday? They got, like, new phones coming out. They
did.
Yes.
Oh, God. Listen, are you as producer? I'm YK, sounds really excited. Alex, are you excited about this?
I am, but, like, some things that they take away, I like. Like, that's what's, like, I like having certain things about an iPhone, and when they take these certain things away, I get bummed out. Like, I don't want the home button to go away, and I was pissed when they took away the headphone jack. That really messed me up.
You didn't want,
like,
the dongle?
Like, that really created problems for me. Like, that annoyed me.
You could buy a part. You know that. I got it the other day on Amazon.
Why should we have to do that? Like, of course we need a headphone jack. Like, I just feel like, why would you take that away?
I think they just wanted to do it so they could get you to buy all the dongle accessories. Because I got the charging thing and the actual headphone jack. Ooh. I bought
that.
Got
AirPods, something
like
that. Yeah,
I feel like I would lose those.
That's ridiculous.
Well, like the old school Bluetooth.
They announced they have three new phones yesterday. If you have not seen this somehow, during its annual conference, they have the iPhone 8, the iPhone 8 Plus, starting at $699 and $799, reasonable. But the real star was the iPhone X. Did you see this?
Yeah, the iPhone 10.
Oh, man, yes. CEO Tim Cook calls the 10th anniversary iPhone the biggest leap forward since the original iPhone. The iPhone X or iPhone 10 will start at $999.
Because the phone is almost all screen, it looks like an Android phone. So, like, that doesn't make me excited. Like, I don't like Androids.
It can shoot in 4K. That's, like, incredible. And it has Face ID, which will let users unlock the phone if they just look at it and swipe up. The thing is, they tried to do the demonstration yesterday. It didn't work. Like, you know somebody got fired yesterday, right? Like, is they
fired?
Did somebody get fired?
I'm saying you have to. If your job is to make sure that everything's working and they're doing their big conference saying this is how cool our software is and our stuff is, and it doesn't work.
Oh, yeah, I saw that clip.
Somebody's got to get let go. The audio jack did not come back, though. So, Alex, I don't think you're going to like that. It's likely gone forever. So, yeah. Is that going to make you go to the green bubble, go to Android now?
No. You'd have to hold a gun to my head to get me to switch over to Android. But I will say, I am excited about the wireless charging because last night I had to get a freaking extension cord to plug in and then plug my charge into that so that I could reach my bed because I cannot sleep if I know my phone's on the other side of the room. It has to be on my nightstand right next to me. That bothers me. Do you guys sleep with your phone in your bed or on your nightstand?
No, that's how you catch it on fire. I put like a dresser nightstand thing. Like, I can get out of bed and get it within a couple of feet, but you put it in bed, like cuddle with it?
I do.
Hold on, sorry, Liv the Web Girl, what do you do?
I literally keep my phone in my bed.
Don't you guys,
like,
see stories where they catch on fire?
No. Not iPhones.
iPhones have done it too.
Like, not a freaking hoverboard.
They get so... Look, we've all learned about that one the hard
way.
Why do you guys have to have your phone on you like that?
I don't know. It's just like I want to have it in, like, really close reach when I wake up because the first thing I want to do is check my phone.
Okay. The cool thing I was excited about too is that one of the things is with emojis that Apple's got going on, you can use face recognition to talk as the poop emoji and send text.
Yeah, talking poop, what we all needed, right?
Talk-ish.
Exactly. So that's worth $1,000. I'm going to start a GoFundMe today. Anybody a big baseball fan here in the room? I love baseball.
I like guys in baseball pants.
Same.
Okay. Getting a lot of crickets in the room. Well, do you guys know who the Cleveland Indians are?
I've heard of them.
Yeah, the Indians, they tied the American League record with 20 straight wins. That's a big deal to win 20 games in a row. They ended up beating the Detroit Tigers yesterday, which is obviously my hometown team. If they win one more, they set the MLB record. Anybody excited? No?
No.
I mean, that's good for them. I'm just not a sports person, so, like, I can't, like, get excited about sports. Like, I feel like I want to, but it's so hard for me to understand that it's like I just gave up. Same thing with algebra in high school.
Okay, did you guys see this one? I'm going to have to put a blog up on radio90.com on the Joe and Alex show. A coyote survived a 20-mile ride. It got hit, like somebody hit it with its car, and the coyote got stuck in the car's grill. The person just assumed, oh no, I ran over and killed the coyote. But it actually was like stuck inside. Have you seen the photo?
Yeah. Life is a highway. I'm going to ride it.
The coyote was trying to cross the road. So here's a joke. This happened in Canada when the woman driving to work heard a crunch and thought the animal was dead. But at a stoplight near her workplace, a construction worker informed her that there was, in fact, a coyote embedded in her car's grill. She called the fish and game with us, and they sent a biologist to check him out. The biologist declared the coyote healthy enough and released him into a park in the Canadian Rockies. Can you imagine that guy's like, what the hell's happening?
Well, what's that cartoon coyote? Is it Wile-E Coyote or is it Wile-E?
It's Wile-E.
Wile-E,
like
that's what I thought.
His middle name is E.
Yeah, yeah.
Get Wile-E. It? Wile-E Coyote? Maybe that's who it was right there. And good news here, anybody at Olive Garden fan, I love me some of those breadsticks and that pasta.
I like their tiramisu.
Who?
Tiramisu.
Well, they're not offering tiramisu, but they're selling their never-ending pasta dishes again, where you can get 8 weeks of unlimited food for $100. They go on sale at 2:20 p.m. tomorrow at pastapass.com.
People freaking love that place. I bet there's people that have like Olive Garden tattoos. You want to bet? I bet there is.
They're OGs.
Oh, I would get a Chick-fil-A tattoo. If I was going to pick a restaurant to get a tattoo of, it would 100% be Chick-fil-A. Like, I love them.
What if you got free Chick-fil-A for life if you got a tattoo, but it had to be a Chick-fil-A tram stamp?
Oh, I don't know. I might consider it. But like, I have I Heart Chick-fil-A shirts, and I even have like the cow beanie baby, all kinds of stuff.
The tattoo's a real commitment right there.